Of the many science fiction stories that various authors have written over the years, I think that Curier by Paul Anderson is one of the very best. It's pure science fiction, which is to say that it is a story where the science is mandatory, not optional. Take the science away, you have no story. In a world where writers and filmmakers complain that they have to play fast and loose with the science to tell an interesting or exciting story, Curier stands as a testament that that just isn't true. But to tell a story like Curier takes talent and hard work, and perhaps that's why stories such as this are so rare. But more than a story about science, Curier is a story about people. A love story. And like so many love stories, it is as tragic as it is loving. It is a story that shows that love knows no bounds, that love flows from a joining of minds and spirits, and that it does not matter what physical form carries those minds, for the heart from which love flows transcends any bounds of the physical. Curier by Paul Anderson. On a high peak in the Lunar Carpathians stands a convent of St. Martha of Bethany. The walls are native rock. They lift, dark and craged as the mountainside itself, into a sky that is always black. As you approach from North Pole along Route Plato, you see the cross which surmounts the tower, stark athwart Earth's blue disk. No bells resound from there, not in airlessness. You may hear them inside at the canonical hours and throughout the crypts below where machines toil to maintain a semblance of terrestrial environment. If you linger a while, you will also hear them calling to Requiem Mass, for it has become a tradition that prayers be offered at St. Martha's for those who have perished in space, and they are more with every passing year. This is not the work of the sisters. They minister to the sick, the needy, the crippled, the insane, all whom space has broken and cast back. Luna is full of such, exiles because they can no longer endure Earth's pull, or because it is feared they may be incubating a plague from some unknown planet, or because men are so busy with their frontiers that they have no time to spare for the failures. The sisters wear spacesuits as often as habits, are as likely to hold a medkit as a rosary, but they are granted some time for contemplation. At night, when for half a month the sun's glare has departed, the chapel is unshuttered and stars look down through the glazed dome to the candles. They do not wink, and their light is winter cold. One of the nuns in particular is there as often as may be, praying for her own dead. And the abbess sees to it that she can be present when the yearly mass that she endowed before she took her vows is sung. Requiem aeternam donia es, domine et lux perpetua luceat es. Kyrie eleison, Christi eleison, Kyrie eleison.